As we've heard, many people in Spain took part in observances today, observances of mourning or remembrance concerning the bombings. We're talking now with Teresa Pellegrí, who is a screenwriter in Madrid. And I wonder, Ms. Pellegrí, first of all, what you did today, if anything, out of the ordinary, to acknowledge what's happened and what others did.
Yes. Well, first of all, everyone here in Madrid, funny enough, we've been like, even though, you know, we don't feel like sitting in front of the computer, we've been bombarded by messages from friends and relatives, and everyone wanted to make sure they were okay. So, you know, we've been telling the friends that we're okay. We've been sharing with, I mean, just going out to the street and any shop you enter or anyone you talk to, everyone shares, you know, horror stories, and you make sure that their dear ones are fine or not. I did go to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I live very near the Gregorio Mañón, one of the main hospitals where all the wounded people are, and make sure that they don't need more blood, but they don't. They have enough, apparently. And basically, a lot of people have been putting signs on their windows and balconies. There's this landscape of black ribbons hanging from windows and balconies.
Did this hit Madrid? After all, Spain is a country that has known terror bombings over the years. Did it strike people as something new and different and inordinately horrible?
Well, it has been the worst ever, and because of the scale and the fact that the victims were just ordinary working people, you know, that got up early in the morning to the trains to come into the city to work.
But this would be consistent with a trend in terrorism, the argument that people will not be allowed to enjoy normal life so long as we, the terrorists who speak for other people, so long as we think we are oppressed by someone. This seems
right.
to be a trend that we now see.
Yes.
A very disturbing one, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. No, it attends against all our, you know, civil liberties and basically the joy of living every day.
There were organized processions around Spain today and a moment of silence in the middle of the afternoon. I mean, did people generally seem to take part in these events, or were things just more spontaneous than that?
Well, it wasn't spontaneous. It's been very organized. And they've been, yeah, they're all over Spain, and I think they, you know, lots of people are out there. I mean, it's raining heavily in Madrid, so the procession was incredible because it was all, you know, when you see it from the air, there was just thousands and thousands of umbrellas.
Were there any particularly moving statements or speeches said today, that any phrases that ring in the ears of Spaniards occasioned by these bombings?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, there's been people saying we're still alive, we're here, you know. Like saying we're still alive and we're still gonna be very much alive. It's a bit what you were saying before, that they're trying to tell us you can't go on with your normal life. But people were saying, yes, we can and we will, basically. So, that, I mean, those were the kind of messages I found more moving, because there's, like you must know, that it's still not very clear who basically exploded the bombs.
Yes.
With the bombs. And that has created a bit of confusion in terms of we're demonstrating for peace and against terrorism, but we don't really know who the enemy is yet. Because, you know, we're very used to demonstrate against ETA. But, you know, we're not so used to demonstrate against Islamic terrorism. So that has created a bit of confusion in terms of who are we demonstrating against.
Well, Ms. Pellegrí, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Teresa Pellegrí, who is a screenwriter, director in Madrid, talking with us today about what happened on this the day after the bombings on the trains in the Spanish capital.